Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor at the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, Signs Follow the Believing Believer Already in Progress.
God clearly said in His Word, He made all kinds of awesome statements about these signs shall follow them that believe. I mean, He told us we can cast out demons. He told us we can heal the sick. Did He tell us that? The prayer of faith. When we pray the prayer of faith, not only do we pray the prayer of faith, but He's given us such authority and power with the angels. We have angels. In fact, I'm going to take a couple of testimonies, and I'm going to start out with Kim. Kim?
Okay, this actually happened a little while ago, so when he said last week, I was confused. But my children, this was a few years ago, and my husband couldn't find his truck keys. Well, the problem was that the keys, he needed to go right away, and we needed to find them immediately. We were kind of new with using the scripture, and I asked the angels for help, and the Lord to help me to find these keys, because He needed them right away. So there was a little toolbox that my children had that had been on the back porch. Now, only God knew that toolbox got brought into the house and brought into our little classroom. We homeschool. And so I looked around, and the Lord and the angels had to tell me that I'm looking for this container. And I said, I don't know what that means, Lord. You got to help me. Tell me what this container is. Well, He guided me right to the spot. I looked down. And I said, oh, this looks like a little toolbox. It's a kind of container. Is that the one? I opened it up, and there were the keys. That was awesome. So that was my first experience with having that help from up above to find an object. And only the Lord knew that's where they were. So praise the Lord.
But over the years, you've asked many times
for him to help you find things,
and He showed you right where they were, right?
He showed right where they are, absolutely.
But see, the difference now is when you ask Him, you say, thank you, Lord,
he shows it to you a lot quicker.
Right away, yes. Amen?
It's always, thank you, Lord.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Okay.
I got it on my phone.
Yesterday at the healing school, one of our friends down from Brenham area, he wasn't able to come yesterday. And the reason why he couldn't come is he got either into some chiggers or probably poison ivy. And he was in really some awful itching and pain. So I prayed with his wife here. And when she got home, my prayer was, and I said, thank you, Lord, for taking care of me. We used, not up there now, Mark 16:18, no deadly poison shall hurt him. So we stood in agreement, and I said, and Lord, by the time this gal gets back to her husband, he will be free of that pain and itching. And when she got home last night, we got the praise report, he was. So thank you, Jesus, for that.
Hey. Praise the Lord. Okay, praise the Lord. And I had another young lady had a testimony. Come up here and give me yours. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. All right, tell us what yours is, honey.
Okay, I got multiple testimonies. First of all, I've been coming here since September 2012. And you know, when you find the Lord, you have to let some of your friends go. So I was praying for a friend here in the church that I could hang out with. And so I found Chris.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
And we're good friends.
So, amen.
So I'm a realtor, and Chris has been without a home since 2009, and she's been praying and praying for a home. But in order for her to secure the property she wanted, she needed to do a lease purchase. Well, when you're in real estate and you look on the MLS and something's for sale and they say also for lease and it says no, that usually means no. But she calls me out and she goes, oh, I found this house and I gotta have it. I just know God wants us to have this house. So I said, it says right here they're not gonna lease it. I said, so we're gonna have to stay in an agreement before we even start this.
Amen.
Because the odds are really slim. So we stood in agreement that God would make the deal work. So not only did the guy agree to lease it, he agreed to all of our negotiations. We got all the contracts drawn up and we found out the contract was illegal because on a lease purchase in Texas, you can only escrow for 179 days, and we needed like 330. So we got a little discouraged, and I told her, I said, look, I said, you know, God has given us the lease. He's agreed to all of our deals. There's a backup offer, and he didn't even take that. I said, so we just need to stand in agreement. I said, until he tells me it's dead in the water, I'm convinced it's going to happen. But I did have a moment of weakness, and this is my second testimony, because I actually called the church, and it was raining that day, and I don't know if the phones were messed up or what, but I tried twice, and the Holy Spirit said, honey, you're on your own on this one. So I said, okay. So we ended up, not only did he agree to everything, and he let her just lease it until she can purchase it, he lowered the rent $450 a month.
Wow, praise the Lord. That is great. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Okay. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Oh, we got another one? Okay, come on, praise the Lord. Yes, praise the Lord. All right, praise the Lord.
Thank you. I'm Judy Strickland. I live in Fort Worth, and I've been coming to this church for about 4 years, a little over now. And when you mentioned the gender situation and problems and all with the restroom, I just needed to tell you this story. I moved here in 2004. 2005, a friend of mine came down from South Dakota to DFW. We spent 3 or 4 days here, and then we went to Branson for 3 or 4 days, and then she got on a plane in Springfield, went back to South Dakota. Now, my family knew I was in Branson, but they had no idea the route I was taking home or anything. So I pull into Texarkana, and back in 1984, I had cancer, and my bladder has always been very delicate because it was in that area that had to be removed. The bladder dead for a while and so forth and so on. Long story. Anyway, so I pull in as fast as I can to a mediocre little service station convenience store. And I jump out and I run in as fast as I can. And as I come in the door, there's a little tiny restroom, two little stalls, and here's a sink. And I run in and I am in a position where I can't get up again. And I look over and I see these 2 feet this long. And I thought, oh, dear Lord, there's a man in this restroom. So I said, I'll just take my time and give him time to get out, because I'm sure he is in the wrong. He doesn't know he's in the wrong restroom. So when I came out, I didn't make eye contact with him, but he was standing there. He was just as tall as you are, but bigger, a lot bigger, blocking the door, his feet spread apart and his hands back like this. And by the grace of God, and I didn't have all the faith I have now, thanks to you all, I said to him, not making eye contact, never missing a beat, I went right to the sink and I said, sir, you are in the wrong restroom. And he turned around and left. Oh, and I was so happy that I didn't lose my cool, you know, fear and all. Someone said, Judy, there was a big angel behind you that you couldn't see, but he could.
Amen.
So, as you will tell more stories about what happened in Florida and all, my faith is building so strong as things like this start to happen that we are to know who we are in the Lord.
Amen.
And we are to bind those demonic spirits. And I just want you to know I praised God over and over when I got back into that little car and thought, what if a little grandchild of mine had been in there or anybody else? But that was something that stuck in my mind. And I come against all this demonic activity in this nation, and for Obama and everybody else to get their eyes on Jesus and stop putting our children at risk and harm.
Amen. Praise the Lord, Miss Judy. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Okay. I don't want to. Is there anybody? Somebody else got another one, or we done? Oh, okay. Praise the Lord. Here's one of our prayer warriors right here. Praise the Lord.
This is just a quick update from last night. After the healing school, it was late. I have my phone turned off, of course. And when we were here late, talking with Kim and Scott and Mike, my mom called and said, your dad's not feeling good. He's got a fever. You know, I want y'all to pray for him. They had actually forgotten it was healing school week. And I said, you know, it's too late to call them now. It was very late. So I said, Kim and Scott, will you agree with us in prayer? And they said, yeah. And so we prayed in agreement, remitted his sins. And so this morning I called my mom. I said, I'm sorry it was late last night, but just wanted you to know we prayed for dad, so he should be good. And she said, well, he woke up this morning and think he still has a little fever. whatever. And so we're chit-chatting. And it's not like 2 minutes later she came out and she said, it's what? Oh, he doesn't have a fever anymore. So praise the Lord. I said, see? It worked. Praise God.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Oh, goodness. Okay. We got another one. Come on. Praise the Lord. Wow. We're on a roll here. Praise the Lord.
Hi.
All right.
Hi. My name is Kira, and I also live in Fort Worth. And my first thing is a friendship story. When I came to this church the first time, for some reason, I looked around, and I was attracted to this woman, Judy, who just spoke. And we became friends, and it turns out she lived 5 minutes from my house on the west side of Fort Worth. So that's one. But last October, I had to go to Washington, D.C. for a very, very special ceremony at the Capitol. And make a long story short, I had a terrible experience in the taxi. First of all, the taxi was late picking me up. I wanted to be dressed and nice and show up for the ceremony on time. And I was a bit panicked in the taxi because I was going to be late with the traffic and everything. And I prayed in the taxi. And anyway, I got there, and already everything was running later, and I was panicking that I'd be late for the ceremony. So I got out of the taxi and I ran up, and I didn't really know exactly which entrance I needed to go into. And there were two men with lanyards on who looked like they were official and worked there. And I said, could you please lead me to the visitors? They both looked at each other and said, we've worked here for 20 years on Capitol Hill and we cannot tell you how to get to the visitor center. So I stood in this path and I just looked up and I said, okay, God, I need a miracle if I'm going to make it to this ceremony on time. And I pray for a miracle in order for me to get there. And if not, I'm going to release this and not worry about getting there on time. And I opened my eyes and this little golf cart drove up and it said Visitor Center right on the side. And I ran up to this woman. And she said, oh, I bet you're looking for the such and such ceremony. And I said, yes, I am. And I said, I guess you know you're an angel. And she laughed and she got off the cart. She took me to where I had to go, got off, took me down the elevator and hand delivered me to the ceremony. And I made it.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Pray and ask God, right? Pray and ask the Lord. Now see, now these are the things that's available to those of us that are sons and daughters of God.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled Signs Follow the Believing Believer, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online, or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.